Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Blog Talk Radio, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton. Deaconess Angela Campbell will not be joining us this morning, or you may not hear her voice as she is with us in spirit. So my co-host is not with us today. But, again, thank you for tuning in. Again, thank you for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. If you would go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page, post your prayer requests, leave your prayer requests. We would love to pray for you, add our faith to yours, cover you in prayer as well. Again, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And the scripture that represents this is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Praise God. This is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions, and then walk them out by faith. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our opening prayers. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you for all that you've done, Father. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, Father, in our lives, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are operating in this earth through us, Father, your people, Father. Help us to be better instruments. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that we will be better instruments, Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven through us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare right now that we are perfect, we are perfected, and we are perfect instruments, Father, that you may do your will on earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that Jesus can still legally operate in this earth because he has us, his body, Father, in the name of Jesus, and he is the head, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We uplift your name, Father. We say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we give you praise in this place today, Father. We give you praise in this place today, Father. Father, we come before you with uplifted holy hands, praising your holy name, Father, magnifying your name, Father, giving you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 We praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we commend our morning today, Father. We commend our morning to be blessed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We commend our morning, Father. We commend our favor, Father, to go out before us and surround us like a shield, Father. Father, we command victory, Father, hallelujah, to be manifest today, Father. Father, we command, Father, the spirit in us, Father, to be magnified, Father, the spirit in us, Father, to just go forth to control our mouths, control our behavior, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, to show that we are separated for a purpose, Father, that, Father, we are holy, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we command that Holy Spirit increase, and we command, Father, that we decrease, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, Father, the very center and core of our being is being in light, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, and so that we will know, Father, what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age but and world, but also in the one to come. And you have put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing light to be our hearts to be flooded with light. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for wisdom, Father, and heavenly knowledge, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the words, Father, that have been planted in our heart, Father, be spoken through our mouths today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are a living epistle of your word and of your love and who you are, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father. We give you praise today. Father, we just uplift your name, Father. Father, hallelujah. We are in expectation of victory today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, Father, that are in Texas, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are dealing with calamity, Father, around the world. Father, we command in the name of Jesus, Father, the preservation of life, Father. The people, Father, shall live and not die, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, many will call out your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, send your angels, Father. Give your angels charge over the people, Father, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. They shall live and not die, Father. Father, we decree and declare they shall live and not die, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, they will be restored, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we even command the weather, Father, to subside, to do its job, Father, without taking life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we call forth that your will be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we uplift our children, Father, that are beginning to go back to school, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, an anointing on them, Father, to go and retain the information taught to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, give them the ability to decipher the truth, Father, from falsehood. Father, anoint the teachers, Father. We decree and declare the teachers are anointed, Father, to teach these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not teach them any ungodly things, but to teach them godly things, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger going to and fro from school, Father. Father, we bind up satanic and demonic assignments on our children and their schools, Father, and their families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We uplift the parents, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare you have given them an anointing to raise the children. Father, you have given them a wisdom, Father, that they can pour into their children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Surround the children, the teachers, and the parents, Father, with your vineyard workers, Father, that can minister your heart, your word unto them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we decree this victory so right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we just decree these, in Jesus' mighty name, we decree these words. So, Father, we say amen, amen, thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer requests, questions. Like the page so that you can follow the ministry and keep up with the ministry as we can keep up with you, amen, so that we may be able to cover you in prayer, add our faith to yours, as well as, just keeping you up to keeping you involved in what's going on with the ministries. We have a lot of wonderful things going on. We had an ordination, a conference last week where we had ordinations, elevation. It was just a wonderful time in the Lord. Holy Spirit just moved through that place. I got the opportunity to sit in on several workshops, and I can tell you every workshop that I walked into, every prayer session that I walked into, I was just bawling like a kid, and just Holy Spirit just cleansing me and pulling things out of me and restoring things. It was like a revival. It was just a wonderful recentering that God was doing. The prophetic word was just in abundance. So it was an amazing time. So please keep up with the keep up with us on what the ministry is doing by going to the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. If I'm correct, I think Apostle uploaded some video from the conference. If you get a chance, again, just look through the video. Just there's going to be some wonderful excerpts. So. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm a little bit off. Don't have my co-host this morning. So just bear with me, amen. So we're going to go into our next prayer, some things that the Lord has put on my heart, and they're going to be political. So whether you agree with our current presidential administration, what our Congress is doing, what the representatives are doing, what the judicial branch is doing. The Bible tells us that we must pray for those that have rule over us so that we may live in peace. And the heart of the king is in God's hand, and he directs it in which way he chooses. So, since we are the body of Christ, and God has given us authority over the earth, and prayer, one of the things that prayer is for is to give God the legal license to operate in the earth realm, because he said, let them have dominion on earth as we do in heaven. So God passed on dominion to us. So where we say God is in control, that's somewhat true, but it's only true when we give God control. And this is why we pray. We have to give God control, allow God, give God a license to operate in our lives, to operate in this earth through prayer. So we must be praying for our president. The president even admitted himself that he's totally overwhelmed. He did not know what it took to run to operate in this job. And Jesus says that, we must measure the cost of things. So he went in without measuring the cost. So we're going to pray that he is equipped. We're going to pray that he is anointed. We're going to pray that he allows Holy Spirit to lead him. So we're going to pray these things for our president, and that he is equipped to do the job that he has been charged with doing. Amen. Heavenly Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise right now. Father, we just come before you, Father, on behest of this president, the president of the United States, Father, Donald Trump, Father. He has been given the charge, Father, of leading this country, Father, this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, we bring him to your remembrance, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the anointing needed to lead this country, Father, is placed on him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that right now, Father, you have surrounded him, Father, with good, anointed Christian counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, that those who are counseling him, Father, and not counseling him correctly, Father, in your word, O Heavenly Father, that they are removed from his presence, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, give him an ear to hear, Father, good, godly, anointed, godly advice, Father. And, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up his ears to ungodly, selfish, Father, talk, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Even block those men and women, Father, that lead companies that are trying to get him to exact legislation that works for them and not the people, Father. Father, block their avenues of approach to the president all, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, increase his confidence, Father. Hallelujah. So he'll be confident, Father, in the legislation, Father, that he, in the righteous legislation that he will put forth. Father, pour into him now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, so he will be prepared to hear you. Give him an ear to hear you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give him an ear to hear you, Father, like you gave Pharaoh an ear to hear you. Father, that you were able to talk to Pharaoh through dreams, Father. Father, you were able to talk to the Babylonian leader Nebuchadnezzar, Father, through dreams, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Father, we thank you that you are changing this nation, Father. Father, we thank you. We decree and declare this day, Father, that your will be done on earth in the U.S. as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, Satan will not control this country, Father. Father, your people, the body of Christ, Father, we come forth, Father, and take, Father, this nation back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the kingdom, Father. For the kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray these same prayers. We decree these same things, and they are law in this earth, Father, that every congressman and congresswoman, Father, every representative, Father, every Supreme Court judge, Father, every appellate judge, Father, every judge in this country, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, they will have an anointed man and woman of God. Give them counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up, Father, ungodly counsel, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that these people that we are praying for, they have an ear to hear godly and anointed advice, Father. Hallelujah, Father. And their ears are bound up, Father, from ungodly advice, Father. We come against backdoor deals, Father. Heinous, corrupt, backdoor deals, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, done with the politicians of this country. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that these things are broken, disastrous, and will not bear fruit, Father. In fact, Father, they will not even go forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Every backdoor deal, Father, that is every ungodly backdoor deal, Father, that is not done, Father, for the people, Father, we command that these things are broken today, Father. Hallelujah, and that they are brought to light, Father. The light is shone on these backdoor deals, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We thank you, Father. We uplift our police officers from coast to coast, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our soldiers, Father, from coast to coast, Father, and those serving abroad, Father. Give your angels charge over them that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we bind up the spirit of fear, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. Father, we magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you, Father. We uplift your name, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, even touch the hearts of police officers, Father, their command, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirits of murder, Father. We bind up the spirits of violence, Father. We bind up the spirit of racism and any spirits of division, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We praise your holy name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, the streets, Father, of this great nation, Father, the streets of this great nation, Father, are safe, Father, for the police and the people, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We bind up every satanic and demonic assignment, Father, set forth to tear this country apart, to divide the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray a softness, Father, over the people of this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we decree and declare victory for this country. We decree and declare victory for this country, Father. We decree and declare, Father, a cohesiveness in this country, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bind up the spirit of hate, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Father, all these words, Father, that were spoken, Father, we decree, declare them to be law in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, thank you for joining in, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. My co-host, Angela Campbell, is not with us this morning. Praise God. She had some other commitments, so we won't be hearing her voice this morning, but she is listening in. Praise God. Please go to our Facebook page. If you have a prayer request, go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave your prayer request so that we can add our faith to yours, cover the prayer request for you as well. And as you post those prayer requests, please post the answer to the prayers, the testimonies as well. We've had testimony posted to the page before, so we typically, systematically get testimony. So we love to hear your testimony. Like the page so you can keep up with the ministry and what we're doing, what we're engaging in, what's going on. As well, I'm going to start to post some of the answers to our prayers. We pray for the Chicago community against the violence. The violence has decreased significantly, especially in the area that we are residing in. We've had a tremendous drop in violence, and we're going to pray, decree, and declare this thing out of this community. This community is a Garden of Eden to the city and the world. So we're going to pray coming to complete fruition. So please like the page and engage with us and just stay in touch with us. We're going to go to a song, Tasha Cobbs, Break Every Chain, amen.
There is power in the name. There is power in the great energy, great energy, great energy, great energy, great energy, great energy. There is power in the name. There is power. There is power in the name. We go with you.
Amen. Amen. This is such a anointed song. Tasha Cobbs. Tasha said, come on now. That song just moves me. Again, welcome back to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. For those who have just tuned in, the scripture that we stand on, Job 38:12-13 says, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Again, this is where we are giving our morning instructions, our day, the issues of life, commands and instructions, and then we walk them out by faith. Amen. So even the day when we arise should be given instructions so that it can't do anything that is obtuse to the will of God by ungodly prayers, ungodly chants, demonic prayers, and by witches and warlocks. Amen. As we've been given authority over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. So it's almost a charge, a responsibility that we wake up and give the day its instructions so that God's will be done on earth. We're being proactive instead of reactive, amen, with the authority that God has given us. Again, thank you for tuning in. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. Leave your prayer requests as well as questions. You may have questions about the Bible. You can also keep up with the ministry and what we're doing, how we navigate. So we would love to hear from you, love to answer any questions that you might have. We have a caller on the line. I think this is Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton herself. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning to you all.
Good morning, Apostle. How are you? Amen.
I am blessed.
God bless
as you are.
Amen. 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 Did you have something for us? Have anything that you might want to say or lead us in prayer?
Nothing special, I don't think. I just decided to call in because I was awake this morning, and I have been sick the whole week with a head cold. And so when I got up this morning and I realized how we can push through our pains and our sufferings to go to a job, we can certainly do the same thing for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I went on and I got on up and I said, well, let me tune in and get some prayer. Didn't realize I'd be leading some prayer. So I just decided to call in and listen in, and I can certainly give a command on this morning as we have the authority to do so.
Amen. 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 Well, I will leave it in your capable hands, Apostle.
All right, man of God, thank you so much. Father in heaven, we bless you, Lord God. We do thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, you are so awesome. You are so faithful. You are so great. Your omnipotent power, we just bless you and magnify you for all of these things, Lord God, that we have that we're not even worthy of, oh God, like breath, like activity of our limbs, like being indoors, hallelujah. Thank you for our jobs that provide the resources to pay for the homes, to pay for the cars, to pay for the lights, God. Thank you for food in our bellies on today. We are not rummaging through garbage cans and searching out food from alleys. And Lord, I thank you for these things. I bless you for these things, for you are worthy to be praised. Lord, I thank you even just for the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for allowing your son to die on the cross that we might be saved. Save from our own selves because we've decided to sin versus honor you and worship you and serve you in the capacities in which we've been made to do. Lord God, I ask that you would just cleanse us all with hyssop, Make us whiter than snow, Lord God. May we be those walking, talking epistles that live out the word, Lord God, to represent your kingdom in such a remarkable way. Excuse me. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God, because it stands true. It is our promise. It is our instruction. It is our guide. It is our keeper, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that we are able to totally rely on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in all things. If we just look outside, we understand that the wind is blowing because of you, God. We look outside because the sun has risen because of you. We look outside. The grass is green because of you, Lord God. You are awesome in all of your ways and all of your works. And you said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we thank you and we honor you. We do enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We do enter your courts with praise. Bless your name. Ah, la, 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 Masia. Thank you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord God. We thank you right now for every open door that we command to be open, where man may have thought they've closed the door, where man may have thought they closed a window and a gate, oh God. I thank you right now that we can call in the blessing. Excuse me. We can call in and command the things that we desire, the things that we are looking for. Lord, just as you told me the other month to go and stand by the window and begin to call in my blessings, Lord God, I call them in for your people of God on today. I call in shelter for the homeless in the name of Jesus. Everybody that's out here sleeping on the ground and sleeping up under viaducts, oh God, sleeping in cars or sleeping in airports. Lord, I thank you right now, Hanalabosha, that you're providing a way for them, oh God, whether it be millions of dollars that they're able to go and build a home, or you provide a job for them that they're able to get up on their feet and live in a home, oh God. We thank you. I command it to come forth their way, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that those that are lost today, those that don't know you, those, Lord God, that are just wandering and seeking, Lord God, and stretching forth and crying out, Lord God, have developed such a hunger and thirst of righteousness after you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we speak right now that everybody that's confused in their mindset, Lord God, and don't know what to do and thinking about picking up a drug, thinking about picking up a cigarette, thinking about picking up a beer bottle or whatever it is that they codependently seek after, Lord God, that they are now seeking your word in the name of Jesus. They are now seeking after you. They are banging on church doors to get in, Lord God. Put the running in their feet. Put the urgency in their hearts today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will run after you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that everybody that is out here suffering in their marriages, oh God, I command the marriages today, Lord God, that if they just make you first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things, everything else shall be added unto them, that they not worry about what the other one is doing. But Lord God, let them have a mindset to worry about what you have for them, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, I command these marriages today, Lord God, will seek after you, will seek after your word, will seek after prayer, seek after fasting in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that they can do the things that you've commanded them to do. Marriage is honorable in your sight. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, such as they are together, I command against divorce. I command against, Lord God, imbalanced marriages, though, today, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring about the balance, Lord God, because they do love you. Maybe some, Lord God, was seeking after the wrong things at the wrong time, but the husband has a place, and the wife has the place. The husband is the head of the household. The wife is to submit unto him. So, Lord God, bring the balance, even within the marriage household, on today, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over those marriages. We plead the blood of Jesus over promiscuity, fornication, and adultery out of it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may it be a holy marriage. May it be a marriage that you are pleased with today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you've already made them to be one, that they've been made bone of each other's bone and flesh of each other's flesh on today in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against the spirit of death today. Oh, Lord God, Lord God, all the deaths, the murders, Lord God, that are going on in America. Not just Chicagoland, Lord God, not just in other dilapidated cities and states, but I speak it again across America today, that Lord God, that we are able to bind up every spirit of homicide, every spirit of abortion, oh God, the spirit that caused them to murder their babies because, Lord God, they decided sex and drugs was more important than marrying and having a baby out of your pleasing sight, oh God. We bind up every spirit of miscarriage even today. Those who desire to carry babies, those that desire to have younglings, Lord God, but their womb doesn't have the capacity to hold the baby, Lord God. I right now command those wombs to hold every baby, Lord God, to hold on to the seed that you desire for them to have, Lord God, because those babies have a command as well. Those babies are preachers. Those babies are prophets. Those babies are teachers and evangelists, oh God. And we command, Lord God, that there won't be an untimely death in their lives in the name of Jesus. We command right now in the mighty name of Jesus that they will come forth and they will live out the commandment that you preordained over their little bitty lives, oh God. Father, I thank you right now that you've come up against the spirit of betrayal, the spirit of sorrow, the spirit of imprisonment, the spirit, Lord God, of slander. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, people go up against character assassination all the time. But Lord God, I speak strength to them. Lord God, I speak endurance to them. Lord God, I speak that you will undergird them with righteousness. May they, Lord God, turn to your word to be encouraged. May they get down on their knees and pray and seek out your face to be encouraged, oh God, so that they can go on fulfilling your word, go on fulfilling your promises, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because we are persecuted for your name's sake. So, Lord God, I thank you for every individual over in Israel, Lord God, those who are still suffering because they choose you over Buddha, oh God. Lord, I thank you right now. Lord, such as I visited that country, we are down to them being 20% Christians, oh God. But I speak that more Christianity develop in the land, that more Christianity are able to stand flat-footed on their feet, oh God. I speak that they have a face of flint, oh God, and that they do not run from this city because they are able to get employment, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless them over there in Israel. Bless Jerusalem.
excuse me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your spirit right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and stir up that land. I command that every Christian over there is able to have a job. I command that every Christian over there is able to keep a job, and that it be gainful employment. Lord God, not just little piddly positions, oh God, but Lord God, your heart of the king is in your hands. And we command that the king employ the Christians with good jobs, profitable jobs, gainful employment. I speak in entrepreneurship over there, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command, Lord God, that they are the head and not the tail. They are the lender and not the borrower, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for, Lord God, what this day represents as I get ready to prepare to even go for a wedding today. Lord God, bless that wedding. Bless that marriage. Bless the weather. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let you be glorified on today. Lord God, let their two souls become one. No more twain, but one in your eyesight, oh God. Let them honor and represent your kingdom with such a smile on your face that people will begin to ask them, where do you go to church? Who is your God? Because your spirit is so sweet and your spirit is so warm. You're so drawing. Lord God, let them represent you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I bless you, oh God. I command this day today to be that of peace. I command this day today, oh God, to be that of joy. Somebody don't have no joy, Lord. Somebody is not feeling encouraged, but I speak joy to them. I speak encouragement to them. I speak right now that they are walking in peace. I speak right now that Lord God, that when you bring the joy, they will get strengthened in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I speak against double-mindedness, and I speak that they will have the mind of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, so that, Lord God, that they will run after you, Lord God, that they will begin to be an encouragement for somebody else who is downhearted, downtrodden, oh God. Let them represent you to a degree, Lord God, that they are able to be disciples of men in the mighty name of Jesus. But I speak joy rain down in their souls, oh God. And we bind up every spirit right now of even unemployment. Those who have been seeking after employment for months and months and months, Lord God, I speak against depravity. I speak against poverty. I speak against loss of wages, oh God, loss of homes, loss of cars, God, loss of health, weight gain, all because they couldn't find a job. But Lord, I speak employment to come their way, and not just any job, but a job that you preordained for them. May the correct time and the correct season collide together and come upon them, and they recognize it, and they walk right into their blessing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just command your day, Lord God, that every stronghold right now in all of our lives, everybody listening under the sound of my voice, is pulled down in the name of Jesus right now, Lord God. May we decrease that you might increase, oh God. May we walk in the spirit, oh God. Talk in the spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, having thine own way in our lives. May we be representations of you so that we don't walk away, Lord God, not having touched somebody's life today, so that you are pleased, so that the angels are rejoicing. Now, Lord, we just bind up backlash. We bind up retaliation. We bind it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we loose the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our spirits, our bodies, our minds, our souls, and our ministries. We cover it with over our finances and our possessions today. The blood of Jesus covers us, and we are hidden in the shadow of your wings, oh God. And we just thank you for victory in advance. We praise you for victory in advance. And I do decree and command each and every last one of these blessings to be so. Hallelujah.
It is so. Amen. Amen. That was an anointed prayer from our own apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton, overseer of Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Thank you so much, Apostle. That was a way to end the broadcast. Thank you so much. That prayer touched me. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much for joining in and listening to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Post your prayer requests when you hear the show. If you listen to the show later, as well as throughout the week, follow the page so that you can keep up with the ministry. Anything that you're going through, we would love to hear. Prayers of private matters, you can inbox us. We don't share these prayers with anyone, so you don't have to worry about your situations, what you might want to talk about getting out. We do exercise discretion, so please feel safe when you're inboxing or posting your prayer requests. And as these the prayers come into fruition, please post your testimony or even inbox your testimony, because it blesses us. It increases our faith as well. It helps with our faith as it does yours when we hear the testimonies that God has moved according to our prayers. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. That was just an anointed way to end the show with those anointed prayers from our overseer. It's just a little different when the overseer prays. I just feel that God is definitely inclined to move, because the leader has moved. The leader has shifted things in the atmosphere with their prayers and their decrees. So again, thank you for joining us. Please join us next week, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's a little early, but not too early to go before the throne of grace. 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we will see you same time next week. God bless you. God keep you. God favor you. And we will see you next week.
Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads with their faithfulness. When we receive the word of the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, let the church say, amen.